Good morning. I'm Jamie Cottle. We've got a new initiative that's happening at Stratford Pride Community Center. And joining us in studio is the two youth ambassadors. Please welcome Ollie and Dylan. Good morning to both of you. Welcome.
Hi. Hello.
Hello. Very good to meet you. So we've got something very special that's been happening or going to happen over the next five Tuesdays, I understand, with Stratford Pride Community Center. It's called the Generation Rainbow Collective. So what's this all about?
The Generation Rainbow Collective is a LGBTQ youth program that's led by youth.
Yeah, it's for youth, by youth, and it was from a Youth in Action grant from United Way.
Okay.
So we're really grateful for that.
And why did you create something like this? Did you feel there was a need in the community, or why did you create something like this?
I think that LGBTQ youth, like within Stratford, there wasn't really many programs for them. So I think, like, if you wanted to do programming for LGBTQ youth, you either needed to, like, leave or just, like, do programming that's just for LGBTQ and not centered directly towards youth.
Okay, and as we mentioned, yeah, this is centered on youth. So young people between roughly what ages are we looking at
10
here?
And 15.
So again, it's Generation Rainbow Collective, and it's on Tuesdays starting February 6th. So I love the itinerary you've got. I mean, it looks like some great get-togethers, but I think my favorite is McD&D Night. I think that's awesome. What's that one all about?
So we're having the Stratford Library come, and we're having two dungeon masters, and they've taken time out of their day, and they're gonna come and teach us how to play D&D, and we're gonna play, and we're gonna be, the food is going to be provided by McDonald's.
Okay. And then we've got week two is pasta and Picasso's. So what's this one about?
We're gonna be doing painting, and we're gonna have pasta donated by Fellini's.
Oh, very nice. And yeah, we should do a very special shout out for some of the folks helping out to, again, with food donations, that sort of thing. Fellini's, Circle, and Domino's. Great to have those folks on board for sure. So there's going to be pizza in here somewhere, but we move on to week three with Love Pizza, Love Simon. Now you're going to have to explain this one here.
This is the only week that we're not hosting it at the center.
Okay.
We are hosting it at the Little Prince Theater, who has opened it just for us on that
wow.
night. And we're going to have a concessions tab so you can get anything you want. We're having our food donated by Domino's, and we're just going to socialize, and then we're going to go in and we're going to watch our movie.
There you go. Again, branching out into the community with this. And then we got sandwiches and showbiz for week five.
That's an improv night, right? That's our improv
That is
night.
Our improv.
Okay. Can you tell us about this? An improv night. Wow. Wasn't expecting this.
The food is donated by Circle, and it's just, we're going to be doing like games and things with the group.
Okay, so improv in terms of just improv games, that sort of thing. It's not stand-up comedy or anything.
Yeah,
improv games.
Like charades.
Yeah, charades. We might play like
kind of like Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Yeah, like Whose Line, pretty much Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Oh, okay. Now, how are you at charades or something like that?
I guess we'll see.
We'll find out for sure. And then there's tie and teamwork for week four. What's happening with this one?
We got the library to donate Breaking Bags, which is like a collaborative escape room.
Yeah, it's like an escape room in a bag.
Oh my gosh.
It's like a portable escape room.
Oh, that's that's incredible. This is just creative. So that's a tie-in teamwork, and then that is wrapping it up for some of. Is there anything else that's happening that I didn't mention?
We're thinking of either after our program or like later as it's finishing up to have a coffee house at the livery yard.
Great idea.
It's still in the works, but the livery yard was like really into it. So we know it's definitely going to be there.
There you go. Some great community partnerships for something like this. So again, how does this work? Is it just drop in? Do you pre-register, or how does this all work?
You can pre-register or you can drop in, but pre-register is preferred.
All together now. Pre-registration is preferred. Heather McDowell is also here with Stratford Pride Community Center.
So there's 13 spots on the movie night, and every other night there's only 15 spots.
Okay.
So we recommend pre-registration to avoid disappointment.
Now, is there anything else about Generation Rainbow Collective, again, with Ollie and Dylan spearheading this. Anything else we haven't mentioned, or just a shout out for people to be a part of this? Is there anything else we haven't mentioned?
You should register. I think you can register from the SPCC website.
Yep.
Perfect.
We did just have an 18-year-old sign up, and so they're going to be part of our program. So our age range isn't like super, super tight. Like if you're preferably younger than 20.
There you go. Again, it's designed for youth, that sort of thing.
So yeah, we're happy to have somebody older than 15 and probably younger than 10. But that's like our ideal age range.
And I just wanted to shout out to Ollie. Because Ollie designed all of the artwork.
Ollie did all the posters.
There you go.
All of the artwork was designed by Ollie, and all of the programming was designed by Ollie and Dylan. So we didn't, the parents and executive director didn't have anything really to do with it. It's all from their brain.
Wow, there you go. Heather, thanks so much for that. So we'll pass along all the details available for you on our social media and with mystraffordnow.com. Again, be a part of this. This is a great part of our community. The Generation Rainbow Collective kicks off February 6th, and it runs Tuesday evenings. Sounds great. With the Stratford Pride Community Center and Pride Guide.
It's 5:30 to 9:30.
And 5:30 to 9:30, so do check that out. Great Kick Togethers on Tuesday. So Ollie and Dylan, thanks so much. We wish you great success with this.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for having us.